WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There could be two YMCA locations in the Twin Cities.
Looking at the possibility of having a YMCA on the existing Blinn campus that would serve as their student center, and perhaps another one right here in College Station.
College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney said last night the discussion was still in the exploratory stage during a series of meetings this week by the Sports Advisory Board. For the second time this week, local law enforcement checked out a suspicious package. Yesterday afternoon, Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they removed outside the West Campus garage an orange water cooler with two wires coming out of it.
We have some video footage to review from the nearby parking garage, as well as potentially interviewing witnesses who may have seen how this water cooler got to this location.
On Tuesday, a suspicious pipe under the bridge at Highway 47 in Villa Maria in West Bryan was found not to have any explosive materials. The College Station Police Department's bomb squad assisted in both incidents. You're invited to this morning's dedication of the first phase of an historical park in front of Boonville Cemetery in Bryan. Mervin Peters with the local chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says $550,000 was raised from individuals to move and restore a cabin built in 1856, build a Six Flags of Texas plaza, and build seating by the flags.
It's private citizens interested in the history of their own county and wanting to tell that history and to make it available to future generations to see it.
This morning's dedication program starts at 10. The Texas Ramp Project is celebrating a big milestone this weekend. The nonprofit organization has been building wheelchair ramps for low-income disabled Texans since 1985 and locally since 2009. The 10,000th ramp will be built in Bryan tomorrow. Volunteer Philip Pierce says providing access ramps to the disabled gives them a sense of independence. He'll be leading the volunteers building the ramp tomorrow.
You don't really notice how many ramps you've built until you really start counting them up. And it became came to their attention that along about this weekend, if they had a certain number of ramps built, that we would top 10,000 ramps in the state of Texas since the inception of this program.
Pierce says they are supported locally by civic clubs, churches, and businesses. It's completely volunteer-based with no paid staff. More information on applying for a ramp or to volunteer is online at texasramps.org. Leaders of Texas A&M's Student Government Association want to visit with residents of College Station's Southside Historic District neighborhood Saturday morning. SGA Vice President of Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says they'll be joined by members of the Brazos County Constable Precinct 3 office.
We're going to have our student body president, the Speaker of the Student Senate, some of our executive cabinet members, and some other members of the Senate. We're going to have a smaller group this first time. I want to replicate this with a larger group of students. But for the first one, it's a little bit more manageable when we have a smaller number of student leaders so that we can maneuver a little bit more easily.
Beckerman says they're reviving the walk and talk event as a way to get to know those who live closest to the main campus in the area generally bordered by George Bush, Texas, and Welborn. Yesterday was another sellout for the local Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Awareness Support Group's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. Keynote speaker Joan London, who published a book last month about her battle with breast cancer, visited with the media before the luncheon.
Cancer changed my life in actually a good way. It gave me a purpose-driven life. And if anyone can find that in life, that is a gift.
Proceeds from the luncheon remain in the Brazos Valley to serve and support local breast cancer patients and to advance breast health and cancer awareness efforts through Pink Alliance. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. Another look at news coming up at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for for a discount. 1-800-792-3487.
It's the best time of year to buy from the best farm and tractor retailer in the Brazos Valley, Norman G. Tractor. Get zero down payment, 0% financing, top dollar for your trade-in, and free delivery. Get the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder and a 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth. And $2,250 in rebates for only $11,245 or $160 per month. Want your tractor to do even more? Well, try the Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with 4-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Get $2,250 in rebates. Pay only $18,145 or $231 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. Shop online at normangtractor.com, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
It is time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 10th through Sunday, November 29th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 50-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are now on sale at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Good morning, it's 7-11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They'll deliver your office supplies right to your office very next day. Now, that's an efficient way to run your office. Click on Wiltons.com for more information.
Lots of cloudiness around this morning. It should give way to some breaks of sunshine. There's the chance for a stray shower this afternoon. Temperatures will be quite warm, up around 90. Tonight, maybe a brief shower in a few spots, otherwise partly cloudy for high school football. Overnight lows are going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sun, warm, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night, 65. Sunshine and warm for Sunday. Highs will approach 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports where every professional Texas team won except the Texans. We'll have, of course, updates on the playoffs in baseball and the high school football report, all coming up at 7:50.
So we were talking yesterday about how often you should change your oil and, you know, 3,000 miles. No place does it say anywhere that you should be doing that. So pay attention to whatever your owner's manual says, if you still have an owner's manual. If your car's so old it doesn't, then that may be a problem.
Hey, my 04 still has it.
Okay. And the thing is...
Is it handwritten?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, no, it's on a tablet.
Okay, yeah. And it depends, and that's the other thing, you know, from now on what they'll do is they'll say, here's a chip, you know, you put it in there, and that's... or here's a flash drive, that's your...
Yeah, that's your manual.
That's your manual right there. The and then I think Porsche has one where you only have to do it every 20,000 miles or what. A big motor oil maker planned to announce, I think yesterday, that they have achieved a breakthrough in engine lubrication design that makes it easy to change the oil in a vehicle in as little as 90 seconds. Castrol says the modification over current designs also lowers carbon emissions. Oh, good. We're not going to have to get rid of cows, man. Right. The new system, which Castrol has dubbed Nexel must be integrated into the vehicle engines at the design stage. It means it won't hit mainstream cars for another 5 years, about the length of time between major model changes for many of the automakers. They say it's in discussion with several major automakers to speed adoption of the Nexel system, which it brags is significantly faster than the 20 minutes that it takes for your traditional oil change today.
My foot, 20 minutes.
Key test is whether the oil delivers smooth handling, braking, and acceleration, the Castrol says, and the technology functioned smoothly. Wonder how that works. Oh, and it probably will be a little more expensive. What do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking it would be cheaper because it takes less time.
Oh, silly you. We have technology that has to be paid for. Think about that. Just think of Big Pharma. That's how they make their money, right?
So, yeah. It's got to be something on a suction system so it draws out from the oil pan and replaces.
Probably right. Chuck E. Cheese restaurants expanding their alcohol menu to attract more parents.
Goodness.
Is expanding? I didn't know there was one.
Is that going to be like wine 300 tickets and beer 200? I got to go play skee ball for an hour and a half to get enough for a beer.
Hey, let's be honest.
Okay.
I don't know how many a birthday party you went there to Chuck E. Cheese.
One.
I've been to several more than that.
Answer is one. All right, go ahead.
And if there were an option for beer, I would have taken it.
Well, again, apparently they're working on that for that very reason.
Can you help me get this Chinese finger trap off?
I don't know how this thing works.
That's all I ever spent.
Dad, why can't we go home? Because I can't get my fingers apart.
Because that's like 400 tickets, right, for that thing? I'm just saying.
Ish.
Okay, something. All right, so 75% of people in U.S. America say they listen to music online. That's out of 91% who say they listen to music just in general, according to a Nielsen research. With that in mind, Nielsen grilled those online people about the reasons that they did or did not select a streaming service. Now, do you guys use a service when you listen online?
There are services I've listened to. I don't have a service.
I don't either.
I usually just go and find a genre, and I just go find. I don't care if it's some radio station someplace else. And, you know, if I want to listen to that kind of music and they're in Cincinnati, then that's fine. I'll listen to them. But
my latest one was Let's Polka.
On purpose?
Yeah.
How do you get past the third song? Hello?
I can't remember the time I've been to one of these places that still had tickets.
Yeah, well,
they put them on cards. You get points on cards.
Oh, is that how it works now?
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese still has tickets.
Okay, well, that's good.
Roll them out of there? Okay, yeah. They must have somebody in the family who owns the ticket factory. Because everybody else will be doing it on cards. All right, so with that in mind, Nielsen grilled the online people who are listening there as to the reasons why they did and did not select a streaming service. Top reasons that they did was cost. Second was ease of use. And third was the song library. Now, do all of them suggest, or just some of them? Because I know Pandora will suggest. If you pick a genre and slowly but surely it may move you into some of the kind of music, but it still has the same tempo or
creeps
feel or
a little
whatever.
Bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Top reasons for not subscribing to a service. 46% said it was too expensive. I can stream music for free elsewhere, is number two. And number three, won't use the service enough to justify. So, there you are. Just if you do and if you don't. I figure it's just easier to go to iTunes, and I just, you know, if I'm going to sit down and listen at my computer, I just pull out the iTunes stuff that I've already picked out. I know. Not exploring new music should be doing that. Google says now that people are using mobile phones to search the website more often than your desktop PCs.
Wowzer.
Now, you knew that had to happen at some point. There had to be that tipping point. But they made the announcement. Senior VP Amit Shingal said yesterday, we are getting over 100 billion searches every month from devices with a screen size of 6 inches or smaller. Google has a separate category for tablets as well.
I am 50-50, 60-40 on my phone that way most of the time.
Yeah. As a web developer, half my day is spent in Google search trying to figure out what I don't know.
Okay.
But on a phone, I can see that because a lot of places you go, oh, what time is this open until? Where are we going to go to do this?
Sure.
I do that.
Yeah, really. Well, and again, it's become intuitive from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, it causes you to not have to make as many clicks. You basically land on the page and it gives you what you're looking for, which is, you know, the whole idea, right?
On a sidebar to that, thanks, Apple, for the new update.
Oh, did you get one of those, did you?
It sucks.
Well, I just, you know,
it kills battery. I walked out to Patrick. I said, look, I've looked for a couple forums. You're the resident egghead.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, it's just bad.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to eat it.
Well, you know.
Put it on airplane mode. You'll get a lot more hours on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, absolutely.
And, you know, again, I forget, it's like 4 or 5 months ago, I got a new phone, and I took it back. It just is too demanding. You have to do this. You have to do that. No, I don't. I wouldn't go back to a flip phone, but I was just happy with what I had. Hello.
How many of those Google searches were done when the GPS says it's moving at 30 miles an hour or greater?
Yeah, that's a
great question.
Yeah, you're right. That's
Now, in my car quite a few, but I typically hand it over to the passenger and say, look this up for me.
And everybody else does too, Patrick. You're the only one who hands it over to the passenger. Yeah. So there. Shoppers noticed something amazing on Sears.com this week. Kids' accessories and toys and play sets that cost hundreds of dollars were available for $11.95.
What? Uh-oh.
For no obvious reason. Yeah. Obviously, deal hunters hopped right on that and probably shared that with friends so they could fill up their carts with these deeply discounted goodies. Guess what? The amazing deals were a website glitch. The orders were canceled. A third-party seller accidentally underpriced many of the items. Customers were promised, $5 gift cards.
Oh,
for the trouble.
Come on!
You know, at some point, and the first time that I really thought about it was right before the IPO for Facebook. They did everything they could to demonize Zuckerberg. Everything they could to drive down that IPO price.
Yep.
And obviously it didn't work in the end. But, you know, how often do you have renegades out there who are there for just ill will? I mean, they're saying a third-party seller accidentally underpriced this, and maybe those people fessed up, but it might have been somebody else. I mean, it could have been just guerrilla tactics to make people angry at Sears. Like Sears needs anybody else angry with.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, if they need anything else bad going on right there in their world. But again, it's I hate to be that way, but if people can hack your, if they can hack your system to steal information about your customers, they can hack your system to do you wrong as well.
True.
721.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5. Service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now, santas-wonderland.com.
The Cherry Rufino team, buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
723, News Talk 1620, WTAW. No rush update this morning, by the way. Gosh, we could do some relaxation music. How's that?
Ooh.
In the meantime, 695-1620, I got some tickets to give away. 695-1620.
You are generous today.
Well, it's tickets. Friday. See, and if you missed us, we already gave away like 4 or 5 sets of tickets early this morning. So,
ooh, there's a second note.
Yeah, it's it's
very
all,
astute of you, Patrick.
Yes, it's always worth getting up early in the morning to win prizes. So 695-1620, I got those going on right now. In the meantime.
Yes?
If you're stressed, tap out of that Facebook app and move to the new app called Pause. The app, very simple.
You press your finger on the screen and move it slowly to make a colorful, amorphous blob grow larger and larger. Stop moving or move too fast, and the game will gently try to bring you back to your correct pace. The idea is to stay in the present, stay calm, stay deliberate. Once the undulating blob fills the screen, the app will tell you to close your eyes. While still rotating your finger around the screen with the ambient sounds that you hear. Eventually, a bell will ring after the appointed amount of time has elapsed, ideally indicating that at some point your anxiety has dissipated.
I don't care! That's a,
hey there, who's this?
James.
James who?
Gray.
What do you do, James?
I'm an accounts manager.
Good for you. I got a pair of tickets for you for the opening weekend of the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Awesome.
All right, come by here. You can pick them up, all right? Thank you, man. Hi there. Who's this?
Randall Walton.
Randall Walton. What do you do, Randall?
I teach out at Sam Houston State.
All right. I've got for you a complimentary pass for two tickets for any Sunday in the Texas Renaissance Festival run, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks. See you later. All right. That's all we're doing now. That's it. Have to find another reason to listen to us.
Oh, wait, if you didn't,
yes.
Pretty sure Mayor Jason Byinski beat them to market by a few weeks.
We're going
to
slow it down, Brian.
Yeah!
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So if you didn't win, though, go get the app.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll relieve your stress.
Relax. Again, and I've always got this in the background, okay? It's always back there so that in case you guys feel stressed, we can always pull it up. I've got like 4.5 hours of this music.
I've got two sources of stress.
Okay.
One, it's $2.
Okay.
And two, it's only available on Apple products. iOS.
Well, there. All right. Just letting you know.
I'm going to continue to be stressed.
All right. In the meantime, Facebook a few weeks ago said some form of the dislike button was coming.
Yeah.
Just not an actual dislike button.
Mm-hmm.
Sources say the company is testing a choice of 6 emoji. And is it emojis or emoji-e?
Emoji-i?
Yeah. What do you call that?
I don't know.
I don't care. Either. Anyway, they're testing a choice of 6 of these little buggers to cover a wide range of emotions. The traditional like button would still be there, but to show things like dislike or sadness, you'd have the option to use an angry or a sad emoji. Users in Ireland and Spain will be the first to test the range of 6 responses. It'd be interesting to know why they chose them for that particular purpose, but... Nonetheless, I'm so glad that they'll be able to do that for you. We have a new magic unicorn we'll be telling you about.
Oh, hey!
Or yeah. Some Florida middle school students buried a time capsule on campus way back in 1976. Then they went to find it in 1996, and they couldn't find it on where it was supposed to be. Now the school alumni want to find their missing capsule. The little capsule is filled with an 8mm camera. Really? Newspaper clippings and some school mementos from the mid-70s was buried on the former junior high school property to commemorate the nation's bicentennial. Wonder if it got dug up in some construction project.
Probably.
Ooh, yeah, ended up back in a landfill or something like that. Yeah. All right, 728.
If you still not refinance your mortgage, well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765.
Good morning.
MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Mm-hmm. Equal housing lender.
That's right. 729. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We do have a slight chance of showers. It'll be after 1 o'clock this afternoon if we do get any, and a high temperature about 91 or so. We will continue to have elevating temperatures by Sunday, probably up to 94. By the way, Monday, too, which is Columbus Day, Monday, door rattler. You may not know about that. And low temperatures each night, including tonight, probably be in the upper 60s. We do have northwest winds, which makes it feel pretty nice, and we've got 67 degrees right now.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the carnival, rodeo, awesome concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council heard last night about the possibility of two YMCA branches. Councilman Carl Mooney said there was talk of one on the existing Blinn College campus in Bryan and a second in College Station.
We are still in the exploration stage, have a long way to go, but things are starting to take some shape. So that hopefully within the very foreseeable future, we'll be able to report more about some actual steps of putting a shovel in the ground somewhere.
Mooney says the discussion took place during a series of meetings with the city's sports advisory board. The first phase of an historical park on the site of the first county seat in Brazos County has been completed. Mervin Peters with the local chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says everyone is invited to the dedication this morning in front of Boonville Cemetery in Bryan.
We have a long list of very, very generous citizens that have deep roots or long ties in Brazos County and some in neighboring counties that have generously contributed right at $550,000.
The first phase includes the moving and restoration of a cabin built in 1856, a Six Flags of Texas display plaza, building seating by the flags, and a replica of the Twin Sisters cannon from the Battle of San Jacinto. This morning's dedication program starts at 10. Residents in College Station Southside Historic District, generally bordered by George Bush, Texas, and Welborn, have the opportunity to visit with the Texas A&M student government leaders Saturday morning.
We want our best student leaders to be out there to have a great experience, to encourage residents to keep engaging, and then for the student leaders that do participate, for them to translate that experience back into campus. And that creates an example for everyone else to get involved. When you see your student body president, the speaker of the student senate, when you see those folks getting involved, everybody wants to jump in line and participate.
SGA Vice President of Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says they were approached by the Brazos County Constable Precinct 3 office to bring back the Walk and Talk event as a way to get to know those who live closest to the main campus. The Texas Ramp Project has been building wheelchair ramps for low-income residents since 1985. This weekend, the local chapter is helping in a big way.
The Texas Ramp Project is celebrating its 10,000th ramp built in Texas this weekend. Volunteer Philip Pierce is leading a group from A&M Church of Christ in building the wheelchair ramp for a Bryan resident.
That's almost mind-blowing to think about that much need being out there. And the thing is, that's not all that's the need that's out there.
Pierce says without a wheelchair ramp, many disabled people do not have access in and out of their own homes.
Maybe they could get a group of friends or family members to come and physically carry someone down a set of stairs to get them in and out. And when that's the option that you've got, you kind of reserve that for only times that you have to go to the doctor or things like that. In an emergency, you would have to just hope there were enough people around to help someone get out.
Pierce says the ramps provide independence and safer living conditions. For more information on the project, visit texasramps.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Pink Alliance serves the Brazos Valley, supporting local breast cancer patients and to advance breast health and cancer awareness efforts. Their 13th Surviving and Thriving Luncheon was held yesterday. Keynote speaker Joan London visited with the media before addressing the sellout crowd.
I have come to find, through the engagement with the public, after going public, that you can step forward and be a voice for a lot of women who don't feel like they have a voice. You can educate women, and that empowers them to possibly save their lives.
The television host published a book last month, Had I Known, about her battle with breast cancer.
And for every woman who writes to me and says, you know, I can't explain to you why I didn't do a mammogram for the last 3 years, just busy, I know it's a bad excuse, but I've been listening to you and I went and got it, and thank God I caught my cancer at stage one. What more could anyone ask out of life?
The luncheon has raised more than $480,000 to support local breast health initiatives, serve breast cancer patients, and further cancer awareness. Texas A&M Police is reviewing video surveillance around the West Campus garage to determine who placed an orange water cooler containing two wires outside the building. That resulted in blocking the area around Kimbrough and Olson for 90 minutes yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Alan Barone says assistance was provided by College Station's Police Department bomb squad.
They were able to determine that the suspicious package was safe. And at that point, once it was removed, the all clear was given via code maroon, and all intersections and pedestrian traffic resumed normal in the area.
It's the second time this week the bomb squad assisted with the report of a suspicious package that follows the removal of a pipe on Tuesday in West Bryan that was found to not contain explosive materials. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. At Superior, we're proud to announce that we're the Brazos Valley's newest train dealer. And to kick things off, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years with approved credit. That's no interest for 6 years on select train comfort systems. It's hard to stop a train, so if your furnace or air conditioner needs to be replaced, call Superior, your new train dealer, or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to zarealestate.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cloudy this morning. There could be some breaks of sun from time to time this afternoon. There also may be an isolated afternoon shower, highs near 90. Chance of a shower through the evening. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sun, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night with lows around 65. Sunshine's in the forecast for Sunday. Highs on Sunday around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, I've been going to this game my entire life. And last year when I'm finally on the team, we didn't win. And he said, so it's personal.
That's Coach Ratfield about the Crosstown Showdown. And that is tonight. We'll have more in the high school football report. We also got updates for Major League Baseball with both Texas teams winning. Not so good for Texas teams in the NFL. But good news all the way around and some other things we'll share with you coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got the original Crosstown Showdown now.
Yep.
We've done some fun things before with that. One year, I think we had the play-by-play guys switch booths at halftime. Okay, and they'd work with the other color guys and that kind of thing.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it is. They try to do that, but... It's what you do when you're the radio stations that broadcast all the high school games.
All of them.
Yeah. Anyway, this one's 30 years old, so that's kind of fun. Kind of neat they get a chance to do that. So I'm so glad to see this. There's apparently a GoFundMe page that's going to rescue Matt Damon from Mars.
I love it.
Oh, anyway, if you've seen the movie The Martian, based on a true story about... an astronaut who was once left behind on Mars. Yeah, right. So makes perfect sense that somebody would start a GoFundMe page trying to raise money to rescue Matt Damon, not his character, Mark Watley, from outer space. GoFundMe trying to raise $99 million to do that if they can.
Someone pointed out we need to quit sending Matt Damon places.
Yeah,
Saving Private Ryan, Interstellar, now The Martian.
Millions of dollars have been spent trying to rescue Matt Damon.
Just trying to bring him home. That's exactly. All right, so it may be a great weekend for you to pick out your perfect pumpkin. Maybe still a little bit early to carve it. If you don't want to carve it, but you do want to dress up your pumpkin, here's some ideas. Blackboard paint. Fun option.
Oh, clever.
Yeah, to get a kind of a versatile-looking pumpkin. You paint the whole thing black, maybe, or just a section of it. Then you change up the face or the message or whatever you want to by some chalk. Thumbtacks. Doesn't get much easier than this. You just put together this elaborate... This is like what do you call it, the bedazzler, right? Ooh, could you do a bedazzler on a pumpkin?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Sure. Uh-huh. Or the mask. Pick a head-sized pumpkin, and then you can just, you know, get a mask and put it on it.
Well, they have pumpkin decorations that you can just punch into it. So, like plastic eyes, like googly eyes and stuff.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, like a Mr. Pumpkin head.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
My kiddo likes that one.
Well, that's, and that's, again, pretty easy. And they don't get...
Nasty.
Yeah, because they will get... Nasty.
But I told you how to fix that.
Yeah? What was that?
It's a little far out, but after you cut it, if you will cover the cut spaces with Vaseline,
yes.
It will keep from wrinkling up and getting all gnarly.
Oh, okay. Hello?
You know, that Matt Damon movie is pretty good.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. It's very entertaining. I say run, don't walk to see The Martian.
I'll just wait till it comes on Netflix.
Yeah,
I'm sitting
I know
home
you don't go
watching.
To movies because you don't want to see people in the theater. But maybe you could rent a theater.
Yeah, I could do that
down in
too.
Front.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks. All right, so you get the Clip Howard vote of approval there. So, what would you do if your teacher jumps on her desks and rips off her clothes?
Oh,
a Dutch teacher did this. Giving students the anatomy lesson of a lifetime. Listen. She peeled off the top layer and revealed a bodysuit that was the entire human muscle structure on it. Now, is that cool or what?
That is
yes.
cool.
I mean, that is a great idea.
Attention getter.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I listened to you guys to wake up, and there was this calming thing going on that put me back to sleep, and now I'm late for work.
Hey, don't say that. I got yelled at for snoring. It worked on
that's
me.
That's right. Cautionary note.
I like the commitment to the bit. He waited a few minutes to call.
Then she took that suit off, and she had a skeletal structure underneath it.
That's awesome.
It is. It's on their Facebook page. It's a school over in Holland that they did, and they've posted the pictures there. That's, I think, just a really cool idea.
Oh, there it is. Jorgen Bjorgen.
Yeah, that's it. Bjorgen. So a British man whose legal name is something long and complicated.
That's his name.
Yeah. Said that Facebook suspended his account and refused to believe his driver license. Something long and complicated was born William Wood, and he changed his name legally in 2007. Mr. Complicated said his trouble started recently when he attempted to log into his Facebook account and instead received a message saying his identity needed to be verified before he could log into the social media network thingy. Mr. Complicated said he submitted the requested copies of his driver license, passport, credit cards, various pieces of mail, but the site continued to tell him the documents were not sufficient to confirm his identity. Mr. Complicated wrote Facebook, but made no progress toward reinstating his account until he sent in a link to the news article about the problems he was having with the Facebook site. Now, Something Long and Complicated has his own Facebook account back. That's our good news for today.
Hi, I'm Parker Conrad, and I'm the CEO of Zenefits. Zenefits takes all your HR systems, payroll, insurance, time tracking, and we connect them all together so you and your employees can manage them all online in one place. You don't have to deal with stuff like filling out new hire paperwork, health insurance forms. That's all gone. More than 10,000 small businesses use our service, and we'd love to show you what Zenefits can do for yours.
See what Zenefits is all about, and best of all, it's free. Zenefits.com. ZENEFITS.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every man needs to feel like a hero. We're built to be warriors. The trouble is, most guys don't feel like they get a chance to use their strength on behalf of their family very often. I mean, how many guys march in from the front yard on Saturday with their chest puffed out saying, "I mowed the lawn"? That just doesn't quite hit it. Maybe that's why so many young men believe they have to prove their manhood through brute strength. It's how much weight you can lift or how hard you can punch. Isn't that what sets the heroes apart from everybody else? Maybe in the movies. But in everyday life, even more important than outer strength is inner strength. A real man lays his life down for his family every single day. Like when a dad plays catch in the front yard with his son or daughter, even though he's tired from a long day at work. Or when he talks his daughter through her first breakup, even though he'd rather she not grow up at all. Sometimes it's as simple as a husband skipping the ball game on television to run an errand to the store for his wife. It's the hardest thing for men to be less selfish, but that's what it is. Those things may not sound very heroic, but that's because guys usually think masculinity is found in the big things. The truth is, it's mostly found in the inner strength that enables a man to serve his wife and kids each and every day. You'll find encouragement to make every day count at FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please,
Visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by a team of Navasota and the deal of the day. Time now to jump into week 7 of high school football. Get the high school football report with Zach Taylor.
It's the oldest rivalry in town, the A&M Consolidated Tigers versus the Bryan Vikings. Coach Dave Raffield and the Tigers came up just short of the crosstown rivalry last year, and he says that loss has been gnawing at his players.
We asked our kids this week what this game means to them, and it's amazing some of the answers that they wrote down. We had one sit there and say, hey, I've been going to this game my entire life, and last year when I'm finally on the team, we didn't win. And he said, so it's personal.
The Tigers had a 10-year win streak heading into the loss last season. Bryan coach Ross Rogers, who was at Consol when the rivalry started almost 30 years ago, says last year's win has brought back the electric atmosphere to the Crosstown Showdown.
It was a long time coming for the Navy and White, and you don't normally see that in rivalry games, so it doesn't become a rivalry. I think it kind of lost some of its shine because Bryan had not won. And now that we've gotten back at least one victory, I think that it will create more excitement going forward.
Both teams are 3-2 and tied for first place in district play with 2-0 records. Kickoff is at 7:30 tonight at Merrill Green Stadium. Vikings coverage will be on Sports Radio 1150, and Tigers broadcast will be on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Rudder Rangers are looking to bounce back this week after suffering a 62-7 loss to College Station last Friday. But Coach Will Compton says his players and his coaching staff have put that loss behind them.
Our kids are resilient. Our coaches are as well. And that's the thing that I believe in, is that your coaches are going to set the mindset of the team. And if your coaches come out sluggish and remembering the last week's loss, then your kids are going to remember the last week's loss. If your coaches come out fired up and pick out the positive things and they're running around from station to station, then the kids are going to follow in suit.
Coach and the 2-3 Rangers will head to Willis to face the 2-3 Wildcats at 7:30 on the Zone 102.7 FM. The hottest team in District 18-5A is the College Station Cougars, who have rolled off 3 straight wins en route to a 4-1 record. They'll be at home tonight to face 2-3 Livingston. Game time is at 7:30 with broadcast on Peace 107. After a bye last week, the top-ranked Navasota Rattlers will kick off district play tonight at home against Houston Sterling. Here's Coach Lee Fedora with a scouting report on the 3-2 Raiders and their stout offense.
They've got a quarterback that, you know, he can take off and go at any time. And so we've got to do a real good job of maintaining our gaps, doing proper tackling. That's why we worked on it during the open week and being prepared for a pretty good offense that can put up a lot of points.
That one gets underway at 7 o'clock on Navasota News 1550. Rounding out area play tonight, St. Joe's travels to Lutheran North. Brazos Christian visits Tomball Rosehill, and Allen Academy hosts Syntex Homeschool. Game time for all of those games will be at 7. And Buffalo hosts New Waverly at 7:30 on 103.5 FM WTAW. To listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations, head over to RadioAggieland.com. And to keep up with your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. A&M volleyball team hits the road for a weekend pair in the Southeastern Conference. They start things off today against defending Southeastern Conference champs and preseason favorite Florida. Play that one in Gainesville. And then the water subsided enough to head to Columbia for the Gamecocks on Sunday. Texas A&M Cross Country has a group of 21 runners heading to Houston Baptist Cross Country Open today. The ladies' race starts at 5, and they'll run 3 miles. The guys actually run 4. They'll start at 5:30. That's at the Sugarland Memorial Park. The number 17 A&M soccer team embarks on a pivotal match as they host the Alabama Crimson Tide at the midway point of the SEC schedule. The Maroon and White look to continue a 15-match home unbeaten streak, including a 12-match win streak at Ellis. Match today starts at 7 o'clock. In the Major League Baseball playoffs, Robin Chicharinos hit a 2-run shot against David Pierce as the Rangers beat the Blue Jays 5-3 in the AL division opener. Yovani Gallardo allowed just 2 runs on 4 hits in 5 innings. Ranger manager Jeff Banister said it really is all about the team with these guys.
We know that we're a ball club that's not a perfect ball club, but we've got a group of guys that play extremely well together. It's a good team. They play very well together. They love playing the game of baseball together, and they find a way to meet the demands of the game. And so they don't really listen to what's being said about them. All they know is they want to go out and play baseball.
Rangers and Jays will go again this morning at 11:45. You can catch the action for that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Not to be outdone, of course, the Houston Astros beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 in their AL Division Series opener.
And that's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left center field. Gordon is going back, still going back at the wall, against the wall, and it's gone!
That shot by Springer and Colby Rasmus went deep as well, and the Astros went on to beat the Royals. Houston stays in KC for a first pitch at 2:45 this afternoon. In the NFL, Andre Johnson made the Houston Texans pay for trading him to the Indianapolis Colts. He had two touchdowns as Indy beat Houston 27-20. Texans coach Bill O'Brien borrowed a line from Yogi Berra in saying that it's not over till it's over.
I really feel like there's a lot of season left. I really believe that. There's 11 games left. And, you know, look, I know that it doesn't look good right now. I'm not saying that it does, but I think there's a lot of season left. Give the Colts credit. They did a better job than us tonight, but I think there's a lot left to play for.
We'll keep it with football, but this time we'll bump it down to the NCAA, where Gary Ward Jr. ran for 4 touchdowns and Kenneth Farrell ran for 3 as Houston beat SMU 49-28. An unranked Washington shut down quarterback Cody Kessler and got a 17-12 win over the 17th-ranked Trojans of USC in LA. And finally, we'll wrap it up on the ice of the NHL, where the Dallas Stars started their season with a win, and Antti Niemi recorded his 33rd career shutout as the Stars beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-0 last night. Niemi finished with 37 saves. And that's going to do it for sports. Let's check in now with Mike Vivaldi and the gang from Team of Navasota for our deal of the day. Of course, before we jump in, we got to find out how the Raiders are doing. Last I heard, you were undefeated.
Yes, our College Station Raiders, Pee Wee, is undefeated. The kids are doing great, working hard. We're really proud of them.
And the last I heard also, you hadn't allowed a defensive touchdown. Now, somebody scored on you, but it was like special teams or something. You guys still blanking?
We've given up one touchdown. It was on special teams. Our defensive kids have not allowed a touchdown yet.
All right, man. Let's hop into the deal of the day and find out what we're doing.
We have a 2012 Chevrolet Impala for $9,888.
So 12 for 90, one of the 10 under 10s in.
Yep.
And before we went on, I know you can't go into a lot of detail, but you're talking about giving one of those away.
Yeah, we're working on a project where we can possibly give a 10 under 10 type vehicle away.
Like once a month?
Once a month, yeah, there you go.
All right, to find out more, where do they go looking?
Go to teamofnavasota.com.
So keep listening because you could win a car. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Another beautiful weekend to head out to Peach Creek Vineyards and enjoy the atmosphere. They have a new tasting room that was completed last month. So go see that. Enjoy that. Bring some friends out with you. You know, you can enjoy tastings by the glass or by the bottle. If you want to bring your own snacks out there, can do that. But Peach Creek Vineyard also has an opportunity for you to have some snacks prepared for you. So you can sit out on the under the covered area and overlook the vineyards. It's a great setting, and again, temps are going to be nice this weekend. Now, they're open today from 1 until 5, and Saturdays from noon until 6, and Sundays from 1 until 5, but you can also make reservations, and you can reserve the area that they have covered there for a special function if you'd like to. And, of course, more than a dozen wines for you to choose from. There's a gift shop with lots of great wine-centric gift ideas as well. Find out what's going on and all the gifts that you can find out there and take a look at the new tasting room. All at their website, which is peachcreekvineyards.com. Great weekend to visit them at Peach Creek Vineyards.
Howdy, Axe. In 1970, I caught the 79-yard game-winning touchdown against LSU with 13 seconds left in the game. I'm Hugh McElroy, class of 71, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600 or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. When somebody wants to take your photo, which way do you turn your head? You would think that statistically about a third of the people would turn left, a third would turn right, and a third would look straight on. Not so. Most people, about 60%, turn to the right, putting their left side of their face toward the camera. Surveys have been done in portrait galleries and high school yearbooks, and these preferences hold true. In fact, in paintings of Jesus on the cross, 90% of those pictures show him more to the right. Why is this? For one thing, most people think the left side of their face is more attractive. Beyond that, it seems that the left side of your face is more expressive than your right as well.
Huh.
Never knew that.
Me either.
So if you have a daughter who has long hair and she would like to have it braided and you don't know how, you get a chance to learn, huh?
Yeah, we can help you with that tomorrow at Christopher Michaels Salon. We've teamed up with them. It's all for health for all. You kick in a couple bucks, and they'll teach you how to braid your daughter's hair. I'm looking forward to learning it.
Where are they located?
It's on Southwest Parkway, okay. Kind of right across from the lube station thing.
And what time are they doing that?
It will be from 11 to 4 tomorrow.
All right, there you go. You can learn.
Beer for braids.
Yeah, over. There you are. Look for a high temperature day, about 91, maybe a 20% chance of showers. Will get warmer as we move through the weekend. 68 now, WTAW, College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.